So if this proves to be true, then the Earth isn't flat.
No.
They actually, the government, put out the flat Earth as a distractor so we wouldn't even think about the truth of the hollow Earth.
Shut up.
What's real?
Honestly, I have no idea.
All right.
Hey, welcome back to Whatever the Hell This Is. We're Daddy's Edition.
Hello.
Wow.
Woo.
This is scary. This is the first time we've done anything since we've had them. So we don't know how this is going to go. I'm a little paranoid and scared because I'm like, what's going on in there? Now, I will explain. First of all, hey, guys.
Hey.
I feel bad. I didn't even introduce the crew.
No, dude.
My other babies.
Baby talk, please.
Okay, your brother, but okay.
Hey. He is my baby.
Oh,
you are. He is so good with babies, by the way. It's crazy.
Yeah, I'm a baby whisperer.
You are.
Yeah.
They were crying, and then we put one in your arms. Done.
No way.
I also, I thought I help him poop, but I guess I don't do that.
What do you mean?
I thought I was like a poop whisperer. You know what I mean?
Oh. Right,
only for yourself.
Only for myself. Only for myself.
Yeah, so here's the situation right now. So, first of all, we're not going to pretend like we're doing everything by ourselves. We do have an amazing nurse who comes a few times a week and helps us with the babies, who has taught us so much. We're so grateful. But we also have another nanny on board this week who is going to come to us live from the nursery.
Hello.
Nurse Vicky, reporting for duty.
How's it going in there?
We are in full baby mode. We go through the process of feeding, burping, and then sleeping and pooping and repeat.
Nice.
Oh, sounds like a process that we do a lot.
Yeah. But very humanly.
Okay, is there any big updates in the nursery? Is there any drama? Is there any gossip? Any hot news? What's going on?
You know, the gossip, let's see. Max was happy doing tummy time, and he did a lot of activity and a lot of building his muscles, and then Jet, he wasn't into it.
Oh.
He's shown off those muscles, though. He's small but mighty.
Yeah.
That's true. We witnessed that the other day in front of the pediatrician. You're right. So.
He showed off at the doctor's appointment.
And Max, just like his daddy, lots of tummy time. A little too much tummy time. And how's the poop going? Because this is big. The big thing is, and if you guys are parents at home, you know this. Oh my God, we're parents. It's crazy. When there's a poop, you get very excited because when they're not pooping, there's a problem. Has there been any poops?
Today, one of them is pooping a lot and the other is not. And so we do have a little bit of a problem there, but you know, we're working on it.
And Jet is our pooper. He poops almost every change or every feed.
Yep.
Max. Sometimes he goes 3 days and then we're having to do the poop maneuvers. He's going red because he's trying to poop. And then me, my mom, my Shane. And the nurse that we have helping with us, we're all like maneuvering him, trying to get him to poop. And then once we get it out, we're like, yes, it's in a group text message. We're showing each other how big. We're celebrating.
I cried.
And these are the big wins of our day.
When Max finally pooped after 3 days and he was so like in pain and it all came out, and then he was so happy and I started crying.
Wow.
I just want you to know though that we all try to take credit for the poop. Like, we helped him the most. I helped him through that.
And then it's devastating if the person who's been tending to helping him poop all day isn't there when it happens, because it's satisfying to know
that. That happened to me yesterday.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it takes three of us to manage these twins at the moment, and we have learned a lot. My mom's been in training too. Mm-hmm. We've all learned so much from the nurse who helps us, and it's been interesting to learn everything.
Yes.
I would say the biggest change is being tired, being full of love, but also being excited about things you'd never think you'd be excited about.
Like I'm always excited about pooping.
Like,
after 3 days.
Like an hour of quiet, maybe get them both down.
Maybe Max needed like a little bit of inspiration. He needed to put himself through 3 days of non-poop just to break through an artistic moment.
Whoa.
You know, and he knew that.
Yes. It's yes.
Do I hear drama in the nursery? What's happening?
They're also the cutest things ever to have lived ever. I met them for the first time today and was like overwhelmed by their cuteness.
I know. You were so sweet when you saw them.
I missed it. Thanks for telling me Chris was going in there.
Sorry. Uncle Chris and me were just having a good old time. What's going on, Vicky?
Well, Jet is just really just doing great, but Max might wake back up. So there's not a lot going on. If he was still awake, like he was about 10 minutes ago, I would show you how he tracks. We could prove the pediatrician wrong on
the glasses.
Is he working on his math, his multiplication tables?
Oh, I hope so.
Yeah, I think that's next week.
Me and Vicky have already talked about that because her baby, Ryland, is really bad at math.
Well, I'm going to learn with them. Okay. Like when we're learning, they're going to be like 6 times 6.
What
we're
is that?
Learn it together.
What is it?
I don't know. Ask Max.
You didn't even pick one that you knew? You could have just said 2 times 2.
So easily avoidable. All right, Vicky. Well, we're going to check back in with you later in the show and make sure everything's going good. If there's any big drama, though, give me a call.
I will.
Okay.
If any drama happens, we're on it and we'll let you know.
That's definitely the first thing you think about when you have a screaming, crying baby. It's like, let me turn on this camera and call the podcast in the other room.
Okay, well, we'll call back in, Vicky, but keep us posted.
All right, we'll carry on. Thank you.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye.
Oh, we have kids.
Crazy. We went out to dinner for the first, like, our first outing was, like, pretty much a month in once we've already had kids.
I will say it's interesting, and we'll get off the kids topic in a second, but it literally is our life now and all we talk about. But what I will say is it's interesting, like, knowing that our kids are in the other room, as much as I love doing this podcast, it's also like, oh, I need to do this podcast to make money for our kids. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
it
yeah.
puts things in a different perspective. Because before it was like, I need to make money to buy Ryland gifts.
Oh, yeah.
And now it's like, we have mouths to feed.
Yeah. And that is a lot more pressure, quite honestly.
Okay. So, sorry. We'll stop talking about us. Guys, what's going on? What's life? How's the new year? What's the tea?
No, you were last. You have to talk first.
Okay, wait.
Stanley rules.
We have to explain. So I have my Stanley, right? Thank you, Ryland, by the way. Best Christmas present ever. Beautiful. And I'm sipping. Jared walks in with his Stanley, and I'm shook. And I'm like, is that a Stanley?
Don't trip. I'm going to sip.
And then so Jared's telling me the story of his Stanley, where he got it.
Yeah, the clone guy, shout out, got me this Stanley. It actually has my name on it. You know what I'm saying?
Engraved.
So yeah, and it matches what I'm wearing exactly. It has a mint green top. Oof. And then it's gray.
Yes.
That so jacket.
I feel like Guy Fieri on like an Easter edition or something. You know what I mean? Or the manager Welcome of a TikTok to, house.
Yeah. I think you should take Sandy on a date in that jacket.
Oh, she'd love that. I always embarrass her no matter what, but I think if we could just get it out of the way immediately with what I'm wearing,
right,
that'd be perfect.
Right.
Jared and Sandy showed up on Christmas Eve wearing, what was on your heads?
Oh, like reindeer antlers?
Yeah, yeah. I love a couple that can
and
have
then
fun.
Jared walked in with these big antlers on, and then he goes, you saw it? Yeah. And then he goes, all right, and then he took them off.
Yeah. I'm not going to say she made me wear them, but if I didn't, yeah, it would have been bad. Yeah. You know what I mean?
And now, Chris, so you were like, I've never had a Stanley. I've never drank out of one. I was like, you're drinking out of mine today. So what is your first Stanley experience like?
It's
be honest.
It's a lot heavier than
really
I thought it
would
heavy,
be. Really
heavy.
Really bulky.
I feel like I'm like working out a little bit with it because I'm a weak man.
Stanley's my cardio.
Oh, yeah.
But it's great. It's like I kind of want one now.
Right.
Like, I know this is silly, but like you guys always have the like Starbucks cups and they're amazing and I love them, but you can't wash those in the dishwasher and that's like a deal breaker for me.
Me
and
too.
This you can.
You can.
You can.
So now I need one.
Wait,
yes.
They're really? Dishwasher safe. Yeah. You can throw them in the dishwasher.
Yes.
Okay, not the bedazzled one, but the others.
Not bedazzled. Yeah, not the Never bedazzled.
No.
That's good to know though, because I've been hand washing your Stanley, so now I'm on board with them.
Wow.
Because well, yes.
Cheap trick actually is I found out that you don't even need to wash them. Just a rinse of water will get the other flavor out. So as long as you constantly keep liquids in here, what's the need to wash it?
Yeah. By the way, Ryland's in a new chair. He's in a baby rocker.
Hey, girls. I bought 2 of these. It was the biggest mistake of my life.
They are not comfortable, and they're ugly.
And they were expensive.
It looks comfy.
No, it is comfortable. I will give it's comfortable, and I was my back and my body hurt from that beanbag after we recorded because it's comfortable if you're watching TV, but if you're recording a podcast, it's not.
Right.
Anyway, and there's all of these reels going around to Instagram of like girls holding their Stanleys like, and it's like men dragging these huge trash cans.
That is what it feels like.
That is funny. But no, I was talking about the video of the little girl who got a Stanley on Christmas.
Oh my God.
And then she cries because she's so excited. And then the uncle in the background like, what's that? And he's like, a Stanley. He goes, huh? And then I started thinking, I didn't know. Stanleys really are, and this is not sponsored by Stanley, although can you imagine?
Please.
It's like a weird, what's it called? Like when somebody...
Colt?
Yes.
Oh, oops.
Yes.
I mean, no, not at all.
No, it's like when status symbol?
Oh,
like
yeah.
Like these girls, if you don't have a Stanley after holiday break, when you go back to school, you get made fun of. It's like a thing.
So little girls are movies?
Little girls have murdered for that.
I'm a grown man and this is so heavy.
For the Barbie collab, little girls would have murdered.
This is the size of a little girl. How do they carry this around?
Dude, Stanley is raising a nation of strong women.
And gay men.
Sometimes. I'm not gay sometimes.
Right. Okay. So what else? What's like a life update, yeah. Chrissy? What's going
on? It's been like a month and a half. Yeah. What's up?
Literally all I've done is work. And all I can think about right now is your adorable children. Because it's weird how like the moment I saw them, I was like, wow, I'd die for them. Like yeah. The second I was in the room.
Thank you. Because I'm looking to kill.
It's just weird how like, you know, see pictures of them and everything. Like we've talked about it so much that like I didn't expect it to impact me like it did. And I love them. Is that crazy? Like from
no.
One? It's all I can think about. That's no. All I care about. New Year's was fine. Christmas is fine. Your kids are all like,
yeah. Well, yeah, no, it is interesting. Like, I knew though that we would feel that way because that's how I am with the animals. Like, the second I even saw
not
Riley,
me.
Well, that's what I was scared of because, okay, so we got Riley, right? I instantly, the second I saw her online, I instantly was in love. Even though she was shitting and screaming and farting and doing all this shit that was so annoying, I loved her so much. And then one night, you walked in holding her, put her in her cage and said, "We're returning her." And I was like, you know, this is going to be even harder when it's babies and they're going to be even crazier and we can't return babies. And you were just like, so then I got scared because I'm like, the second you meet our babies, you're going to love them more than anything that you've ever loved in your whole life. It's going to be instant. And you were just like, are you sure?
Well, I have nothing to compare it to other than dogs. And with all three of our dogs, yes, I really liked them immediately. But it is a bond that grows over time. You grow in love with each other, kind of like a relationship I had with you. Like, I didn't just love you unconditionally the first time I ever saw you. It was, we had a great time, but it wasn't love. You have to grow into this love.
True.
And with dogs, it's like through this training hurdle, and it is different with dogs. I'm not saying it's easier with dogs, but I'm saying it's different because they are immediately running, shitting, pissing. But with our kids, it luckily and thankfully was a different story. Like you see them and it's like the greatest love story you can ever imagine. Aww. You know?
Well, speaking of our little gifts from God, Chris, you said that you brought us gifts because we haven't seen each other since Christmas. So you said you brought us a little something?
Yeah, so I wanted to have these in time for Christmas, but I messed that up. But I got you
Christmas.
All
Sorry.
A little.
Whoa.
Got you all a little gift. So there's one for each one of you. Hold on. I wrote somewhere. This one is for Shane.
Wow, your wrapping's really good.
Is
really
it?
Good. Yeah.
Thank
did you do
so-
this?
Yes.
You did.
Did you have Papyrus do this?
I'm normally terrible, and I tried so hard.
And different wrapping paper for everyone?
It's like serial killer perfect.
Yeah, dude, is it really?
Yes. I have two.
Well.
Oh, is one for Sandy?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, I see.
I was feeling too special over here.
I think they're cool. They're nothing crazy, but I just think they're cute. I got excited by it, and I thought it might be something fun for the podcast. I don't know. We'll see. Maybe this is a flop. I'm sorry if it
literally
is.
Literally everyone giving anyone a gift ever.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas.
Oh my gosh. We love
okay.
You. Shut the fuck up.
Oh. What? Oh my god. They're
How
custom.
How did you do this?
They're custom?
Dude. How did you do this?
Chris.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. I'm with a vlog camera.
Yeah.
Catch me on Ryland
so
Vlogs.
And you have Uno in the corner.
My first.
And you have Cheeto in yours.
Oh my god. Custom Funkos.
Chris.
Pop yourself. How did you do this?
So, at the Funko Pop store in Hollywood, you can't do it online, you can't do it anywhere else, but I guess they're doing like a, they're trying it out at the Pop store in Hollywood, and I was like, oh my god, that was my first thought.
Oh my
like,
god.
I have to make one.
Wait, let me see yours.
My hair is right, everything's right.
That is so cute!
With Uno, and it says Ryland.
Did
oh
you get one of yourself?
God.
No, that felt weird. But oh the one God. Thing I'll say is like they're limited on what you can do, and on yours I couldn't get the hair right.
Let me
and
see.
I'm frustrated
really? I think
by
the hair's perfect.
I, think
I like thought a... he was gonna be like I couldn't get it thick enough.
No. It's a little too bright. It's like it wasn't
no.
quite, but
I think it's perfect.
But I tried.
I want the shoes this guy's wearing. They're so cute. The white sneakers.
That is cute.
Let me
the
see.
Shorts.
Yeah.
Yours and again I couldn't get like sneakers instead of but anyways.
I tried. No, dude. I thrive when one day to be able to wear flip-flops and not be embarrassed about it.
You couldn't get the six-pack right.
Yeah, obviously the bulge is kind of pretty small in these shorts, you know?
Wow.
Thank you, Chris. That, like, is so good.
Oh, thanks. I'm glad you like it. I'm glad it wasn't a flop.
I love it.
This is the cutest thing ever. Hey, sorry to interrupt the show, but I wanted to give some love to our first sponsor of the day, which is me. Don't go anywhere. Please support this sponsor because it's my favorite sponsor I have. It's the only sponsor that goes to sleep with me at night. What? Okay, whatever. I'm talking about my merch. Okay, so if you haven't seen already, I have some new merch designs. This one I'm wearing right here is the forest green color. I call this merch collection the Moody Pig Collection because I feel like it fits the vibe. It's very moody. It's very, like, rainy weather, sweater weather. It's very, is that pig okay? Should we pet it? Oh, God, the pig's not moving. Okay, what's happening? Somebody call a vet. It's that. Then we have a very bold option, but stay with me. I know. Last time I made a very bold option that everybody thought was ugly, but some people liked it. And this is my new one. This is a blue tie-dye with a baby pink pig. I think this is cute. I love this. If you don't like this, what's wrong with you? Probably nothing. You're probably very healthy. What's wrong with me? A lot. Anyways, new pig merch. Next piece of merch, we have the green tie-dye with the black pig, which this one's my personal favorite. I don't know. I thought I wouldn't love this one. I mean, I picked the colors and I wanted it to be this color, but man, I don't think I'm ever going to wear this. I wear this one the most. Anyways, that's this vibe. And then I have a t-shirt option, which is just black and a purple pig. So yeah, if you want to check out any of the Moody Pig collection, go to ShaneDawsonMerch.com and check it out. And if you get any of the merch, send me a picture, ShaneDawsonPodcastStuff@gmail.com, so I can show the pictures. So there you guys go. Hopefully you like the merch. If you want to check it out, go to ShaneDawsonMerch.com. And yeah, I hope you like it. Okay, I'm going to go. I'll see you guys later. Well, that really symbolized how much we love each other. This next game is going to test that.
Uh-oh.
Because I have a new game called The Game of Shame. And if you're wondering if it has a theme song or not, oh, it does.
The Game of Shame. Shame. I like to put extra cheese whiz on my Oreos. Shame. I actually enjoy the smell of my fart. Shame.
Oh.
I think about my teacher during sex. Shame. Tell us the truth so we can judge you. The Game of Shame.
That was a bop.
Damn, was that TLC? That was hot.
They reunited, resurrected.
That girl needs a bigger career. Like, I don't care how famous she is. She needs to be famous.
I know. That was incredible. So here's a Game of Shame. So we came up, me and Spency.
Hello.
Now you have a voice.
Spency. Oh.
So we came up with this game. And we were like, what's something fun that could possibly cause a fight or some drama? Ooh. And we came up with a Game of Shame. So Spencer, do you want to explain how it works?
Yeah, so essentially, before this episode, I got a bunch of, about three confessions from all of you guys, but you guys don't know what you all said to me, and so the game is going to work. I'm going to read out a confession, no one's name, and then it's going to essentially work like when we played Mafia, where you're going to, everyone's trying to figure out whose confession it is, and everyone has a little whiteboard with them, I think, and so there's going to be a little debate, you know, everyone, we're going to talk it out, then at the end of the debate, I'm going to tell you guys to write down who you think it is. And I don't know if we have a full point system, or I guess we'll say maybe if the person whose confession it is doesn't get picked, they get a point.
Oh, that's good.
Something like that. Yeah. Interesting. Okay, yeah.
And then what's the prize, Shane?
Well, because here's the part of the game. There's no prize. Oh. But here's the part of the game that I like the most.
You get to explain.
Is that if he reads off your confession, you got to fight and pretend like that is not yours.
Ooh.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
Because you don't want to get caught. You don't want to get found out.
Okay.
All right. You guys ready for confession number one?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Confession number one. I would pull knives on people I would fight as a kid.
What?
Pull knives?
Okay. I like that one.
That is you.
No.
I know it. That's you.
Well, no. Is it you or Jared? Because you guys would know because you're siblings.
It's him.
No.
It's not Jared. Jared's never pulled a knife on anyone.
Are you kidding me?
He's already writing it down.
No. Okay. I've already written it down and put decorations around the name.
Let me see.
So did we all write down who we think
it is? Everyone's got it down on their boards?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
All right. Everyone's going to turn their boards around in 3, 2, 1. We got two Rylan.
Why is there a wiener?
One Chris and one
the
Jared.
The gaslighting and then you wrote me.
I said Chris.
Oh my God.
Chills.
I just think because I know you guys, I feel like more on an intimate level than I know Chris. And Chris is wild. You know what I mean? Chris was circumcised when he was like 16. You know, like he could have been pulling knives on people.
It's a fair guess.
Oh my God.
It's a fair
All right. Guess. Will the confessor please reveal themselves?
Okay, what are you talking about? Well, you pulled knives
on me. It was specifically on my brother, but I knew if I said my sibling, Chris doesn't have a sibling, so that would eliminate him. But my brother could get under my skin like no other, and he liked to be competitive, and he liked to just poke until I'd lose my mind.
Yeah.
So the only way to get him to stop was run to the kitchen drawer and go...
And pull a knife on
and
him?
And then he would run. I would never, do anything with the knife, but... The only thing I ever did execute on was pull a candle and throw it at the wall next to him. And it broke through the drywall. You guys didn't get under each other's skin like that?
Okay, so I'm taking the children in the middle of the night and we leave.
I don't know if weaponry ever got involved, but you know, I will say, I thought this was more like a schoolyard thing. Like when you got before a fight, you would pull a knife out.
No.
Now that I know more context, I would have picked you for sure. I thought, Chris, you look like you might have scrapped back in the day. You were a punk rocker, you probably carried a knife on you.
Switch.
And yeah,
I did. You're right. Actually,
But this is specific to my brother. He took pride in getting under my skin. It's how he entertained himself.
But Chris, so you want to get under his.
Chris would pull a knife out at school, but he'd be like, "Do you want me to help you open something?"
Honestly, yeah.
Somebody's struggling to open their Coke and with their nails, and Chris is like, "Schling, I got it."
I'm 100% done. That's so funny.
Okay.
Confession number two. I used to try on my mom's bras.
Shane.
That is mean. Why did you say me?
No, because, yes, I've seen videos.
What? What are you talking about?
Not you trying on bras, but out of anyone here, you probably have the most videos of you dressed up like a woman on the internet.
You sold me.
That is such a mafia thing to do. I think it's you.
No, it's not.
You would try on your mom's bra.
No, I would braid Barbie's hair, but I wouldn't try on my mom's bra. I'd be like, ooh.
Rylan told me.
Okay, fine. Let's write down who we think it is.
All right, everyone got it down? All right, reveal in 3, 2, 1. It's consensus.
Okay, let me explain.
I don't think you need to.
Okay, let me explain. So I was young, and I did have breasts. I developed early. They were very big. And I saw a movie where a girl was trying on a bra, and then I started thinking about it, and I was like, maybe a bra would help me. Like, maybe it would, flatten them, whatever. So then I went into my mom's closet, and the sad thing is, it was too small.
Oh.
And they didn't fit.
Oh.
But I think that's because I was so wide, because I'm such a man.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah. All right, you guys ready?
Yeah.
Next confession. I once put a drumstick in my butt.
This is Shane again.
That is me. That is not me. A
you told me. I think in
Wait,
multiple
what
videos,
kind of drumstick? Like a chicken
acting
drumstick?
Acting like he didn't write it down.
Or like a boom drum.
It wasn't specified, but I'm going to go for musical.
Or a drumstick.
Here's
like an
the
ice
thing,
cream.
Like, I don't know
a
that
drumstick
Chris,
like a chicken?
Well, you're open sexually, but I don't know that he would write that down.
Wait a minute.
Whereas Shane has told the internet many times, I put everything in my ass.
Okay. First of all, that's not true. Second of all, I'm a father now. Watch it.
Well, not then.
It's good for entry level butt play.
If it's not, if it's not Shane, it's Chris. What does everybody else
think? Was
thinking
it Wood?
Shane or Chris, Jared?
I kind of think it was Jared.
Well, I mean, are we revealing at the same time?
No. I'm just asking you before I make
I put Chris.
Really?
Yeah, I put Chris.
And you put Chris?
Well, we haven't revealed yet.
Okay.
Was it you? Because you're being weird.
You guys want to reveal?
It was you.
No, it really wasn't.
All right, well, let's
it
find
was
out.
It was you.
It wasn't.
Do you think it was him?
I'm gay, but I'm not that gay.
Chris, was it you?
It was, I think, Shane.
Okay, let's reveal.
All right, ready?
Three,
I think it's Chris.
2, 1.
We got
it. It was you!
It was
Look, I even drew it.
Okay.
It was
Can you
me.
See it?
Oh, my God.
A butt with drumsticks.
Yuck.
I'm shocked.
Okay, please explain.
Were you in music class?
Well, okay, no. I had an electronic drum kit that I played around with. I had drumsticks.
Smaller.
And yeah.
Well, you knew I early. Was, wow.
Those are typically larger, actually.
You know, I was experimenting and...
He liked it.
Did they vibrate or something in your hand? You thought, I want this in my butt?
No, it just seemed like a...
How old were you?
High school?
Oh.
I think high school.
Now, Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you for being so open and honest. Yeah.
Drum roll, please. Doesn't it do it?
All right, you guys ready for the next one?
Yeah.
All right, next confession. I once tongue-kissed my grandma.
That's Shane for a video.
For a video?
Why else would you tongue-kiss your grandma? Or no, Jared for a video, because Jared was doing videos with his your grandma for quite a while.
420 granny. I think we did one video.
I think it's Jared.
You are very close to your grandma. Let's get Janice on the line.
Okay, it's either Jared in one of his videos with his grandma, or Shane made Jared do it in one of Shane's videos.
Why does it have to be a video?
I think it's Shane.
Because why else would you be making out with your grandma, unless it's comedy?
You don't know someone's life.
Chris. Chris, is it you?
No.
What do you guys think?
I just don't think Ryland would for some reason, and it's Shane.
I think it's Ryland. Okay.
Jared, is it you or Shane?
I think it's not me, so I think it's Shane.
Oh, the stuttering confirmed.
All right, ready? Three, two, one. Shane.
Was it for a video?
No. So you dared me. Do you remember this?
I dared you to do it?
You don't remember? This is like a core memory, and you don't remember it?
Where is core trauma? Where do we live?
Oh, my God.
Our first house.
Oh, so we were early.
It was probably like 5 or something. We were literally in the living room watching TV, and then grandma was in her like kitchen area eating cereal. And then you were just like, I dare you to go kiss grandma on the mouth. And I was just like,
I think I do remember.
I was like, okay. Like, oh, I was 5. I didn't think anything was crazy about that.
I think you went after it too, right?
So I run up to grandma and I'm like, grandma. And I like tug on her and she turns on, she's like, what? And then I just kissed her on the mouth. And I think I did do like a.
Oh,
and she just screamed. And she was like, what the fuck? And then Jared is dying laughing. And then I pee my pants because I'm just like, what the fuck did I.
But this is fun.
This is all such a cloudy memory. And it's been retold to me so many times by you. So that's why I'm surprised you don't remember.
I don't know why in this moment, but I can remember you like doing it now. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, that was. Oh, no. That happened. Rest in peace, grandma.
Oh. R.I.P. to the realist.
Yeah.
All right. Next confession. I never wash my hands after peeing Jared. In a store restroom.
I'm a very sanitary person.
I never wash my hands after peeing in a...
In a store restroom.
I mean, that's me, but I didn't write it down.
You don't wash your hands.
If I poop...
I used to wash... I mean, I've always washed my hands after I go to the bathroom, but lately I've been like... Because you really have to stay sanitized.
With kids, yeah.
So, yeah.
Sorry.
Kids will change your life. You'll start washing your hands after you poop.
They will.
But I am big on sanitizer, yep. Just so everyone knows.
Okay.
All right, 3, 2, 1.
It's me. I don't wash my hands in the bathroom. It's gross. I don't want to touch that shit.
Wait, so what do you mean? So you go to the bathroom at Target and you don't wash your hands?
I mean, I'm not peeing on myself, you know? Okay. Like, I wear elastic shorts. I got a situation for the most part. I don't, you know, pee on my hands. And if needed, I just use hand sanitizer. But okay. I feel like touching where everyone, like 50 people have pooped in there that day, and they're all touching the faucets.
I agree.
They're all touching the shit, and it's like, nah.
Honestly, even at fancy restaurants, people, like, everywhere the bathrooms are crazy. Like, we were at a nice restaurant not that long ago. I went to the bathroom, and where the flusher was, there was just, like, a finger of shit wiped next to it.
Oh, what?
And I was like, but rich people are gross.
Yeah, that's true.
Ugh.
Anyways. Okay.
All right.
You guys got me.
Has anybody won?
Yeah, so far the score is 0-0. All right, next confession.
Okay.
When I was 9 years old, I started sneaking out of the house and getting drunk with my friends.
Oh, right.
9?
Jared.
Yeah, 9 years old.
Ryland. Or Jared.
I would say Jared because he now doesn't drink, so maybe he
9?
Started early.
That's crazy.
Let me get it. Chris, is it you?
Being a cop right now?
It's Chris. I know his tells. I'm telling you. I know Chris. Wow. I know Chris
at
well
9?
Enough.
Was it you? Because your
family's... No, he was an only child, so I don't think he was sneaking out at 9.
No.
Your family's very drinky. It. Like, yes. You guys have a bar.
And I would...
You guys used to drink in the house.
They would let us drink, though, because they didn't want us to then go crazy in college, but I would sneak
at 9
out.
Years old?
No. But I'm saying...
When is the first drink you
this
had?
This is the first one I'm unsure about.
Well, my brother was 3 years older, so probably like 14 or 15.
Okay.
It's Chris. I'm sold on it.
All right, everyone have an answer down?
Yeah.
All right, 3, 2, 1.
Chris. Oh.
Well, folks...
Wait,
we're going to have to go live to the nursery.
No!
A surprise. Yes, we have a surprise confession.
No!
What?
Wait, hold on.
Oh, my mom? God.
And she's holding your children? We got it.
Oh, no.
Is she drunk right now?
Get her out of there, dude.
Vicky, we have a question. Were you really sneaking out at 9 years old to get drunk?
Well, who guessed me?
No one.
No one?
Everyone guessed me, by the way, so thanks a lot.
Oh, you're welcome.
And what the hell?
Well, I just had these friends that lived down around the corner, and they would come to my window, and I slept in the basement, and I would climb out, and we would go, and we didn't get drunk, I don't believe.
And how old were these?
So you already had a tolerance at 9. Okay.
She held her alcohol well. Okay.
I was only 9. We thought it was cool, maybe. I don't know.
And, okay, so you don't sneak out to drink anymore?
Well, I did with my neighbors, but they left and moved away. So, no.
They got in trouble for drinking and sneaking out with the neighbors all the time. We got to move out of this neighborhood.
Yeah.
And so what's going on in there?
Yeah, give us an update now that we've got you. What's going on? What's the update?
I hate to be honest, but it's really calm right now. They're both asleep in the room where they sleep.
All right. Well, I promise we're almost done with the show. And right afterward, we'll take some shots in honor of your 9-year-old self.
Okay. Well, thank you. Reporting live from the nursery. It's been nice. Reporting.
What a solid send off.
Bye.
Bye.
I love your mom.
What a queen. Okay, what do you think? Should we do one more?
I'm having fun.
Let's do at least one more.
At least. Maybe at
least.
Maybe two.
All right. One more. Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
Confession. I gave a close friend head in middle school, and we never talked about it ever again.
If this is Jared, I'm leaving.
Jared!
I'm leaving. That is not you, because I know your first experience, you talk about it all the time. Yeah. Craigslist.
So it was Chris.
Not you. That so was Chris.
Was Chris.
Or it was Vicky again.
let's knock this one out quick and get to another one. We all know that Chris
this
was given head in middle
is
school.
Chris.
Middle school?
I don't know.
11 to 13.
Shane was making out with grandma's.
In his mom's bra. Well, I was wearing pink biker shorts daring you to do it.
All right, ready? 3, 2, 1.
No, I wrote.
Wow.
I wrote who I was trying to get people to guess, not the real answer.
Chris, oh, yeah. Give us that story.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it was at a sleepover.
Aww.
There was a friend who had, he's like, oh, I found this magazine that my dad had, this like nudie magazine, and he started like jerking off to it.
In front of you?
Yeah. And not the first friend to do that, by the way. I've seen most of my straight friends jerk off. That's a whole other thing. But like, I remember the weirdest part of the whole thing was like the next morning, like we were at this person's house and they were gone and I couldn't find him, and then I just left, and then we didn't talk to each other for a few days, and then when I saw him at school, he just tried really hard to act like nothing ever happened. Ugh. And we never spoke about it again, but we would like, it was weird, like we knew this thing, I don't know, anyway.
I think it's normal. I think it happens, not with me, but I think it happens, you know?
Wow, well, good job.
Yeah.
I don't know how to respond to that. Okay, let's do one more.
Okay, yeah.
Let's palate cleanse.
I like these. They're very honest and vulnerable.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
I think Crunch Wraps are overrated. I only pretend to like them.
Wow.
Chris.
No, fuck you, whoever wrote this.
Whoa, that's Ryland. I could tell right away.
No, Ryland's obsessed with
them. I love them.
If you were lying about that, that's actually scary and psychopathic.
No, that is scary. You don't like a Crunch Wrap, but I don't think you say you like them.
I love Crunch Wraps. I've always said I love Crunch Wraps.
So good.
They're the best. They have everything you need inside of one thing.
Are you lying to my face right now?
No.
You never like Crunch Wraps.
What are you talking about? And then I make the Crunch Wraps at home.
Chris, is it you?
No, I love Crunch Wraps.
Chris likes everything at Taco Bell.
Okay. That's true.
I feel like I've never heard Jared talk about his love of Crunch Wraps.
I don't hate them, but I don't make it a priority to lie about my like of them.
Oh, I don't know who it is.
All right, ready? 3, 2, 1.
Oh, we have a point.
No!
You say you don't like them publicly.
Okay,
have
but
you
if
ever
somebody
added extra nacho cheese
I've
to it?
I've done it all. I've done it all. And here's the thing. If somebody were to ask me on the street, do you love Crunch Wraps? I'd be like, yeah, fuck yeah, of course. But the truth is, if I really ask myself, I don't really love them.
Jared's
I want
like
to love them so bad because they're such a cool thing. I love buying them. I buy them every time. I love holding them. I love cutting them.
But you're
pizza
lying.
Cutter.
You don't like them. You
what
always
are you I buy them every time.
You've, for me.
No, for me.
No.
I've never had these feelings towards you, Shane.
We always cut it into triangles and I always take some.
You always take a bite, but then you're always like, I don't like it.
Well, because I'm honest with you. All right. Well, I thought that was a fun game.
It was a tie. I mean, it was technically a tie between Vicky and Shane, but in the room, it's Shane won.
Although he put with just that last one.
Yeah, that was the only one.
No, not a real win.
No, it is a real win. Give me this.
Congrats.
Let me have this.
Congrats.
Thank you. Yeah, so if you guys have any confessions, send us an email, shanedawsonpodcaststuff@gmail.com, and maybe you'll be the one that's thrown in the mix to trick us all.
Ooh.
Speaking of... That was a nice ooh.
That was a harmonized do. I liked it.
Hey, sorry to interrupt the show, but I have a question for you. I'm looking at you right now, and I'm looking at your plate, which is very empty, by the way. Wow, good job. And I know what you're thinking. God, I could really go for seconds. You know what I could really go for? Just a horse trough-sized plate filled with pasta. Just completely filled with pasta. Ooh, but I'm on a diet. I mean, we're not calling it a diet. We're calling it a, what do people call it now? A lifestyle change. Ooh, I'm on a lifestyle change. So I probably shouldn't be eating 2 gallons of pasta. But now you can. Because our sponsor today is It's Skinny, and they make pasta that is literally 9 calories for the entire bag and 0 net carbs. So I've talked about them before. I tried them originally for the first time last fall, and I was very skeptical when they reached out to me. I was like, is this a scam? I don't really know. Like, how could this be good? So I didn't even wait for them to send it to me. I literally ordered some myself because I wanted to try it so bad, because I am somebody who, and not to trigger anybody, but you know, I've dealt with weight issues my entire life. I've dealt with yo-yoing, and carbs affect me very fast. So I'm always one that kind of stays away from pasta or like spaghetti, even if it sounds really good in the moment, because I'm like, oh, I'm gonna feel bad. So when I heard about this, I was like, okay, this could be a game changer. If I like this, this could kind of be a miracle. And this to me was a miracle. I was so excited. I literally ate the entire bag to a point where I was like, wow, I should stop or I will pop. And you guys know the fun don't stop till I pop. I'm hungry. I shouldn't do this ad when I'm hungry. So Skinny Pasta has 5 all-natural, plant-based, non-GMO, gluten-free ingredients. And they have a bunch of different types. They have spaghetti, they have fettuccine, they have angel hair. They even have rice, which I tried with peanut sauce. And damn. So if you want to try it for yourself, please give it a try. Go to itsskinny.com, use promo code Shane25, and you'll get 25% off of your first purchase. That's itsskinny.com, use promo code Shane25. And you'll get 25% off of your first purchase. So yeah, hopefully you like it. Give it a try. And if you do, please send me an email and let me know what you put on it. Oh my God. Give me ideas. I'm going to go eat. I'll see you guys later. Bye. Okay. Speaking of viewer interaction, it is time for...
Vagina.
Vagina. Viewers are great. I need another.
Yes. Okay. This is the most iconic viewer submission we've ever gotten. Are you ready?
Fuck yeah,
this
dude.
Is from Rosie.
So now, you're just throwing CC to the wayside?
Oh my God, you're right. Oh my God, she literally had a child. Okay, so this is from Rosie. And I'm just going to give it right away, right at the beginning. So this is a picture that she sent. Look who Rosie spotted in the wild.
Dude, I remember. She literally, I was looking through a Hot Wheel bin and she rolled up on us and it was super cool.
Okay. What a natural way to run into Jared.
No, can you also imagine being Rosie, right? Shout out Rosie. Imagine being Rosie and you run into Jared and Sandy and they're wearing grower and farmer merch. That is crazy.
At Walmart with Hot Wheels. She got the quintessential moment and Rosie was rad. By the way, I told Rosie if she knows about any unopened Hot Wheel cases, let me know, and she said she would. So,
wow,
the audience is real.
It's incredible.
So yeah, shout out Rosie. You got the picture. That is the best picture ever.
Yeah, it's epic. I'm just not holding a Stanley. Next time I'll be having it.
Right. Okay. This next one is from Jera, and Jera said, "Happy holidays! Congratulations to Shane and Rylan on becoming dad. Thank you." Her boyfriend and her wanted to show a cute picture of them rocking the grower and farmer merch while enjoying a baseball game in Puerto Rico.
We going international.
Can I just say that's a couple.
That
you
is
know what
a
I mean?
Couple.
That's like giving. Well, that's creepy.
And the fact
I was going to say something creepy. It's
like, no, be creepy, dude. That's what we're about.
It's like kind of giving OnlyFans a little bit. I don't know. Like, if they had an OnlyFans, I'd be like, oh yeah, that makes sense. Like, look at them.
Yeah, you want to see them fuck? I mean,
I'd watch.
I feel like also like they're down to get into a fight too. They're down to fuck some people up probably
together.
I could see her being like, oh really, bitch, and just and fucking
the,
somebody
the
up.
The fact that they're just proudly wearing this at a baseball game—that
is a man who has so much confidence.
Yeah.
That man is walking around in a grower hoodie and look at him.
You wanna,
nobody's fucking
you
with
you. You want to pay to see that grower on OnlyFans?
Are we just promoting their OnlyFans? What is it? Shoot the link. What's the link, you know?
Yeah, email it to us. Watch them start one just because of this.
I mean,
do it.
Email it to Shane. I'll put it in the description. Oh, no, you can on YouTube. Yeah. Never mind.
All right. Well, thank you, Jared. That was so sweet. Sorry that we just literally assaulted you.
I feel like looking at her name, I'm looking at my name on drugs or something. Like, it's, I think it's my name.
Yeah.
I like her name. I love it.
This next one is from Sarah. And Sarah said that we are proudly wearing our grower farmer merch out in the town. We think it's hilarious because we're lesbians. Okay. Can I just say, lesbians?
Right. What about it?
Love us. I feel like I was going through the email, so many lesbians, and then we were in real life. Like, we were in real life. Oh, we were at a restaurant, and we watched this lesbian couple get proposed to. Like, they proposed to each, one of them proposed to the other. And it was so sweet. And then one of the lesbians turned over and said, "Sorry to be weird, but I love your videos." And I was like, oh my God, lesbians in the wild. Wow. The lesbians love
us. Like, they don't exist.
I love lesbians.
I know.
I vibe super hard with lesbians.
Too. Yeah. They're the best.
I've always had a best friend who is a lesbian. Your best friend is Lizzie, who claims to be a lesbian.
No, she claims that she's not a lesbian.
Okay, sorry to out her.
Lesbian.
Yes.
Leslie and Liz.
Yes, I've always got along with lesbians, which is interesting because I feel like there's a stereotype that lesbians don't like.
Oh, are you going to talk about how, like, allegedly gay people
and
lesbians people
don't like
mix?
Each other, really? It's is like, our show breaking that stereotype? Do we need a lesbian on the show?
Ooh. Yes. JoJo. I love that.
JoJo.
Oh, my Hello. God.
Has she not been on our show? I feel like she has because we filmed a different video with her on a podcast day.
Okay.
Get her on this couch.
And last one. This is so cute. This is from Brittany. She said her boyfriend got her the tumbler for Christmas, the Conspiracy Club cup, and she literally screamed, "Also, we just found out we're pregnant." No. Oh, my God. No. Any advice on being new parents? And here's a picture of her cup, and here is a picture of her and her man who got her the cup.
And they're matching.
Oh, cute.
Congratulations.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Our advice. Whoa.
Whoa.
Okay. Calm down. Don't be so scared and nervous because the first 48 hours I was a wreck. They're going to be okay. Even if they go and start choking on something, they're going to be fine because they can just turn their little heads and spit it out.
And if they do their first spit up, you kind of just make sure that it's going to go out of their mouth.
Yeah.
But it's going to be so fun and you're going to love it. And it's a wild, I mean, we're only a month into this and it's just been beautiful and wonderful. A little stressful, but worth it.
But she got the first thing that she really needs, which is a killer cup.
100%.
She got the cup. You got that situated.
You need the
you're
cup
ready.
For the feeds.
Oh,
especially
yeah. You're ready.
If you're breastfeeding, you need to hydrate.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So why don't we do a couple voicemails?
Hi, Shane. My name is Brenda.
Hi, Brenda.
I'm from Arkansas. I just wanted to ask you what I should do. My boyfriend and I were messing around in our bedroom, and he had his pants off, and he scooted off the bed and left piece of poop on the sheet, and I didn't know how to bring about it, but I washed the sheets as soon as possible. Okay, love you guys. Take care. Bye.
I think the move is to confront them right then and there because it's awkward to bring up
confront?
Later.
Confront? Yes. What do you mean?
If you left a poop stain on our couch or our bed, I would be like, hey, brother, you need to pick that up and go wash it.
Was it a poop stain or a piece of poop?
Was it a little poop chunk?
I thought it was like a piece of poop.
No, I think he
like a big log.
I think he had some left over from a previous wipe.
Oh. Ugh.
Probably because he sits and wipes like you fucking psychos.
I think the funny part is if they were just messing around and stuff, he got out of the bed. That means he had a bunch of poop in his butt while they were messing around.
Ew.
However, you know what? I think you did the right thing. Sometimes knowing is enough. You don't have to, you know, make a billboard about it.
Oh, I would make a billboard.
you can if you want, but I think what you did is exactly right. And at least you didn't, you know, put him on blast in front of a bunch of people or anything like that. Like calling in a podcast and talking about it. You know what I mean?
Wait a minute.
But I think you did the right thing. I think just washing it and having his back is great.
I agree. What? First of all,
no.
And I don't want to fight.
Don't.
But you, Mr. Poopy Butt.
Oh, my.
Are you kidding me?
Can
with
you?
The poop you leave everywhere you go?
Oh, my hell.
Here we go again. Fight with Shane and Ryland. Fight with Shane and Ryland. Shane and Ryland.
Have I ever said anything?
Shane.
Do I ever
every
make a thing
single
of it?
Time.
What? Every single time? How many times has this happened?
No. I'm just saying.
What are you talking about?
He stuffs it down the shower.
He doesn't even care about it.
Oh,
like when
he
leaves poopy somewhere, he's just
poopy somewhere.
I'm like, can
you
go? I'm like, go bidet or go wipe or do something, and then he's just like, who cares?
No, I'm just saying. I feel like both of us will bring up bodily things to
not
each other.
Not like that. That's so traumatizing. If I left a little poopy somewhere on accident, it, like, you should just take care of it and don't tell me the way I do to you every
I'm
time.
I'm the only one who washes our sheets, so you would never know.
Anyways, thank you for calling in the show.
What if it keeps happening, though? Like, if this is a one
time. How about this? If it never happened before and like, he's gotten out of a bed in his life numerous times, it's probably an isolated incident. We don't have to investigate it anymore. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I would say it's all about the tone and the scenario. Obviously, if it's a vulnerable thing, then yeah, you don't want to make him feel like an idiot. But if you can bring it up in a way that's playful or that you guys can have...
Playful.
That doesn't feel like an attack.
The poop chunk.
Yeah, it wouldn't probably feel demasculine to have someone playfully tell you you pooped on the bed. You know what I mean? I think you did the right thing. Don't say nothing. You know what I mean? Because he's going to get you back on the next one, and you won't know that maybe you left some poop on the bed.
All right, let's do one more.
Hi, my name's Tori. I'm from Texas. So, basically, long story short, because you just said keep it short. I'm having trouble with my boyfriend, and I really need some advice, and I really don't have anyone to go to. I try to ask him for a compliment, and the only thing that he has ever said is, I love you. Like, if I asked for a compliment, he would literally be like, I love you.
Ooh.
And also, I have to remind him to brush his teeth. Is that normal? Is this a thing where you have to literally remind your boyfriend to brush his teeth? Anyway, that was it. Bye. Help me.
I think you need a new boyfriend.
break up with the dude. You know, I think at this point, if he's not giving you compliments and that's something that you need in a relationship, you need that kind of affirmation and that's maybe your love language or whatever, he doesn't brush his teeth, that seems important to you, and the way that he says I love you, I think maybe it's not the move for you. You know, and that's okay.
Here's the thing, though. In the beginning of our relationship, he was not a compliment giver. And finally, after a few months, I was like, Do you like me or like anything about me? Because you don't really say anything. And then you said something so unsettling. You said, in your straight voice, well, I'm just one of those people where, like, when I give a compliment, it's like,
I mean,
real.
It.
And I'm like, okay, well, you haven't given one. So it's been a few months.
What did I say on our anniversary?
It's literally been 8 years. And he finally, and his mom was there to witness it. He finally said, what'd you say?
That I hit the jackpot. I have the world's best husband.
Oh.
We love each other. He's so thoughtful. You're the best. Like, and I like you more every day, which is crazy. And I did say, we're lucky we still like each other because it's been 8 years.
Yeah. It just took 8 years to get that compliment. So
no, I tell him all the time when
I was thinking there's like certain people raised in a certain family dynamic where like that wasn't a thing anyone ever did. And maybe they feel weird about it. Maybe it's uncomfortable for them to compliment somebody and like something they like can't even force out of themselves. I'm the opposite of that. So I don't understand that. But if there's a way you can sit down and talk and he explains like, no, I genuinely love you. I just can't express that. I don't know. I think that's something that maybe you can work on.
Well, I'd give him a time limit. Say like, listen. I'm going to give you a month. Give me more compliments and brush your teeth. And by the end of the month, I'll do a review and we'll see.
Yeah, there you go. To me, it sounds like she's been asking him, like, were you that like that with Rylan? Like,
all
hey, Rylan, like, mm-hmm. Well, then, hey, maybe it's going to work out.
Yeah,
you know,
he would There's say, proof. Like, it's something that's important to me. And then, yeah, over time, I did. But it's because I knew it was something that was important. And now I just say them when it happens. Like, because I would think compliments, but I wouldn't always verbalize them. So I would just have that exercise or verbalize it to him.
Well, because I'm one of those people where I'm so insecure that I think you're only with me because of my personality and because you love me, so you have to be with me. So if you don't say something nice about me every once in a while, I start to be like, well, you know, it's scary.
Right.
Yeah.
So I would have another open, honest conversation with him and say, this is something that's important to me. And when you think something nice about me, I would like you to verbalize it and see, reevaluate in a little bit.
Yeah, and if he's not leaving little chunks of poop, you got a winner.
Yeah,
don't give this up.
And if he does, just wash the sheets.
Wash the sheets,
I mean?
Don't be an asshole.
Yeah.
Okay, oh. We're going to take a quick little break. I'm going to go leave a little chunk of poop in the toilet. And when we come back, conspiracies. See you in a second. All right, welcome back. Okay, so you're probably wondering why we all have tape measures.
To show our...
Don't give it away! Okay, this is a really fun theory, and ladies at home, I want to give you something to try with your boyfriend or husband or OnlyFans partner. Okay, so let me explain the theory and how I fucked it up. So okay. So we were in the nursery, right? So I'm watching Instagram Reels on mute because I didn't want to wake the babies. So I'm going through and I see this reel. And let me just show you, and I'm going to mute it so you'll have the same experience I did.
We're not going to measure people's on the internet.
We're going to measure each other?
You guys are sick. Okay, so they're all measuring. All these guys are like measuring 6 inches without looking, and they're all getting it right.
Whoa.
Okay, so I saw this, and I was like, and it's called the 6-inch challenge. So I was like half paying attention, and I was just like, oh, that makes sense. Like, every guy has measured their dick before when they were teenagers. So our brains, they know what inches are. So like, okay, that's what the 6-inch challenge is. So I write it down. I send myself an email to remind myself for the podcast. And then later I go and I rewatch this with the sound, and I'm watching, and I'm like, oh my God, first of all, it's a challenge for carpenters. Because I guess every carpenter is so good with tape measures that they cannot even look at the numbers. And no, in this video, all these guys are this woman's sons.
Oh.
Like, she's like filming her sons who are all carpenters doing this. And I was I really misread the challenge.
That's great.
But I already had bought tape measures on Amazon. So then I'm like, okay, I'm going to reframe the challenge a little bit to not just be for carpenters. Because I think every man is going to be able to do this.
I don't think I'm going to be able to do this.
Well, we're going to test the theory.
Let's do it.
Okay. So how you do it is
facing away from you.
Yeah, facing away from you so you don't see.
I won't be able to.
And you guys are going to be able to see if we're right. Okay, ready? Everybody
six
go to
inches.
Okay.
I have literally no idea.
Yeah, 6 inches.
I'm locked in.
Oh, no, that's looking like 5.5.
Oh, gosh.
I have no
idea. It keeps not.
Two hands?
Well, hold on. Yeah.
Okay, there's strategy. What if the lady's sons would have done that when she was doing it? Well, let me see here. Let me see.
Okay. Ready? So let's all look and see what we got.
I'm at 5 inches.
Oh, holy shit.
I'm at like exactly six.
I'm exactly six?
I'm at five.
No.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
It's like...
Yours maybe slipped a little. It was an accident.
Yeah, oops.
That is crazy. Is yours at exactly six?
It's like very
mine
close.
Mine too. Wow.
I'm shook.
This theory is true. It's not just carpenters.
It's oh, my God. Kid. I was positive I wouldn't be able to do
this. Okay, hold on, Spencer. Oh, my God. No.
Fucking way!
Oh,
on the money.
Oh, wow. My God.
Did you also get it?
Yeah,
this
I got
is
it.
Nuts.
It's what? A guy thing.
I mean, all of us have 8-inch dicks, but like,
yeah, mine's 2 inches from the ground.
Right, right. Wow, look at us. Okay, ladies, please do this with your boyfriends or husbands and email us videos of you doing this, because this is the craziest shit I've ever seen.
Call it the 6-inch challenge.
6-inch challenge.
How about this? How about this?
I literally can't believe it.
Guess how many inches that is.
Oh, I have no idea.
27.
No, 36.
Was he right?
33.
Show off.
I don't know my
not
times
as fun.
Table. I don't know my times tables, but I know my inches.
That's merch. This isn't really a conspiracy. Believe there was that last one. But this is just crazy. I saw this. So remember we talked about in a previous episode the Little Mermaid cover that has a dick on it?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And how Disney like took it away and it's like in the vault now or whatever. Well, somebody took a video at, I think, Hallmark. And look at this. It's on a fucking Hallmark ornament. The dick. Isn't that crazy?
Wow.
Dude, that could be like a treasure hunt. What? That could be like a limited edition.
Why would they sell those?
I'm stupid, and that time I didn't see the dick. Where is it?
Oh, it's in the center of the castle. It's like 6 inches.
And also, sorry, I like her nails. Sorry, continue.
Do you oh, my think God, it, too.
Oh, yeah, it's very Cruella. Do you think it's because it's not copyright? Right? Is that Disney? Never mind.
Licensed?
Yeah,
it has to be licensed because it says Disney on the top
yeah,
right.
Yeah, it does. They literally fucked up bad.
It's probably worth a lot. They
or
should
they're
keep
just
it.
Doubling down.
This isn't really a conspiracy either. Oh, my God. These are all not conspiracy. But before you leave, please don't leave because Jared has a mind-blowing conspiracy.
I do.
That pretty soon he's going to blow our minds with.
When you do your thumbnail face in real life.
Yeah.
Jared has a mind blowing.
This is just something that I heard about and I did no research on it. I just was like, oh, that's kind of interesting. Okay.
Very conspiracy theory like.
Things from the 90s that you probably forgot about. Food products that were wrapped in foil. Candy bars like Hershey's Crunch, yeah. Kit Kats, all wrapped in foil. Some cereals came in a foil bag. Those little juice barrels all had foil lids. One day, without us realizing it, the foil was gone. When did the foil
what
stop?
The fuck?
And why?
I have no idea. I didn't even Google it.
This bitch isn't going to answer for us.
Nope. But why? Were what they? Is the something wrong with foil? Did they like the did foil. They find out foil is killing us all and they were like, ooh, just take it away. Let's not tell them.
They anything. Probably found out it was good for us.
You know, now I'm really craving a Kit Kat in a foil.
They still wrap like Ghirardelli chocolates in foil though.
They do?
And yeah. The little tiny it's baby fancy. Ones, they make it look like foil, but it's not foil.
Interesting.
That mind fucked me. I didn't expect that.
Okay, this is a Mandela effect that I'm gonna be honest, I don't even understand because I was not watching this show. But this is from Samantha. If you have any Mandelas, by the way, send it to us at ShaneDawsonPodcast@gmail.com. And she said, hey, Shane, my name's Samantha. Big fan. We love you, Samantha. She said, I have a new conspiracy or Mandela for you. Do you remember Bob the Builder?
Yeah, I think it's a little bit young for me.
That's what
yeah.
I'm
yes, yeah, we can.
So you know it.
Bob the Builder. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I heard this when my sister was watching it as a kid, though, who's 6 years younger than me.
Yeah, I think it just missed me, but I vaguely know the theme song. I vaguely know about it.
Okay, so do you remember how Bob the Builder talked?
No.
No, I feel like I hear, like, hey, Bob, like the other people talking to Bob.
Right. Well, the Mandela is that Bob had a British accent the whole time.
What?
I guess he did. Bob the Builder. Oh, that sounds familiar.
I don't even know the song.
I don't either.
You don't know Bob
no.
the Builder. Can we fix
really?
It?
Yes. So does he have a British accent?
Yes, we can.
Hello.
You know, now that you're hearing that, I just hear yippee.
Wait, I hear it too. It's like, oh, Bob the Builder. Oh, we look a little hammer.
Can you Google it?
We can build it.
Can you Google it?
We can build that. You know, like,
we go very chop. We can build that.
I don't know. I don't know. I gotta feel it, you know? I gotta feel British.
Yeah. Okay, well, we have a follow-up Mandela before we get to Jared's big theory, but this is from Liz. She said, I vividly remember the whole TanaCon fiasco happened. A lot of people were going in hard for the boss guy that was riding around on the Segway,
Michael
right?
Michael Weiss.
Oh my God, she has a shout out. So she said, I remember specifically that everybody was calling him Boss Baby, like after the movie, because in Boss Baby, that character rides around on a Segway. But guess what, Shane? Boss Baby never rode around on a Segway. So why do I have a huge memory of us calling the guy at TanaCon Boss Baby? And I'd like to explain, I don't think the Segway was part of it. I think he just kind of resembled Boss Baby. I think that's it. I don't think the Segway was part of it.
I think I should go back and watch that to remember. Because
do you remember?
I know what?
We had this moment where like 2 months or 3 months after TanaCon and after the series came out and all that, I tried to set up a dinner with Tana and Michael
at Hugo's in West Hollywood.
Because I was like, I want everybody to be friends. I want everybody to like, let's all apologize and let's all kiki and like, let's get through this. Let's come up with some suggestions to fix things. And it turned into, it was like Real Housewives.
It was screaming across the table.
At my favorite restaurant, by the way, Hugo's, shout out.
At least we were in the back room so the everyone else in the restaurant didn't hear.
Crazy. It was Housewives. I was like, and people were like, and yelling, and it was wild.
The waiters would walk in and then they'd like back up against the wall and then they'd exit because it was so
tense.
But
here's the crazy
part.
So like Tana stood up and she, and I don't feel like she'll be mad at me telling the story because it's interesting, but she like stood up and she's like going in on him and then he's sitting there with all his jewelry and he's just like, and it was crazy. And then the food comes in and then everybody stops and we just start eating. I was like, what's going on?
And then like everyone was being very nice to like everyone that worked there, but it was like they'd either walk in or they'd walk in.
It was very fascinating. So, yeah, TanaCon Part 2 coming soon.
Boss Baby.
Okay, now it's time to get to the big conspiracy of the day. Jared.
Okay, so something came across the desk recently. You know, a buddy of mine was telling me about this new theory. Now, I don't know if you guys remember the flat earth theory, right?
Yes.
So I mean, theories like that, whether they be goofy or not, they're always intriguing to me because it's crazy to tear apart the fabrics of reality. So the shape of the earth has always been intriguing.
Always flat.
But well, you know, the fact that it could be flat.
No,
you know what
kidding.
I mean? Or like what people were saying. But the recent one I'm hearing about, and I keep hearing about this, is that the earth might be hollow. Huh? So there actually might be a world inside of the earth. And have you guys seen the movie Godzilla?
Yes.
I guess Godzilla, the whole premise of it is these monsters that live inside of the earth. And then, you know, I was doing a little bit of research and I was thinking because a lot of the information about like the flat earth, one of them is the guy that flew up to Antarctica and he saw a bunch of weird shit and then so forth and so on. But evidently what he saw when he flew over the North Pole was a huge opening and he could see a whole nother land inside of the earth. And yeah, he was not able to talk about that when he got back. But his name was Admiral Byrd, and he would go on TV shows and like vigorously tell people they should explore the North Pole, and it's very important for the future and for humanity. And, you know, so that's just kind of like a little bit of it. But as I was doing some research, I found a couple interesting things. And I thought, well, if the Earth is hollow, maybe there's other hollow planets, you know? And evidently during Apollo 12, they wanted to see how earthquakes or if earthquakes happened on the moon. And the best way to do this was they would shoot like rockets and stuff at the moon, and they would see the seismic activity of it. And the last thing they shot at the moon was their lunar module, which is like, I think, part of what they came to the moon on. And when they did that, the moon actually rang like a bell.
No way.
Yeah, so evidently the moon could be hollow. So, I mean, that opens up some thoughts. And then, you know, you think about any kind of conspiracy like this, you have to think about who's giving us the information that we're believing, you know what I mean? Which is NASA. And NASA was started in like 1958 or so, something like that. And one of the things that they were doing, and this is just kind of like a side thing, but it was called Operation Paperclip. And they were getting people that were in the German camp. I don't want to like, you know, say the name of what the Germans were during World War II.
Right.
But they got all these scientists and they brought them in to like build rockets and shit like that for us. And one of the guys, his name was Werner von Braun. And this is just like a crazy thing to even think about, because what got him like famous in the rocket world is he created the V2 missile or the V2 rocket for the Germans. But this is just a fact that blew my mind. I wanted to share. This thing traveled beyond the speed of sound at 3,400 miles per hour. So if it were to be blasted off at us, let's just assume right now they shoot one to where we're at.
Okay.
You wouldn't even see this fucking thing or hear it because it goes faster than the speed of sound. And you and like it'd be like seeing something doing this in front of your face. You know what I mean? So just, I don't know. When I was researching it, that was just a moment I thought, just imagine that. You're just chilling out one day and you never even see it coming. You don't even hear it, nothing like that. And a missile just fucking hit. But the Germans, the reason this kind of, I'm in the midst of research as well, because I had something I wanted to say flat out, but the research got me all over the place. But evidently, the reason that Admiral Byrd flew up to the North Pole and the government wanted him to do this is because they feared that the Germans were using it for military purposes. And when he went up there, he said he saw like spaceships, he saw other earthly objects. He talked to a race of like aliens that told him that they're very unpleased with what humans are doing.
Wait, where were they?
They were in the inside of where he went. He flew into the hole inside of the earth. You know?
So when there's a huge natural disaster that ruins the earth, does that earth just dissolve and we become what's
underneath?
All the
rich people are going to go in it.
I mean, well, look at this. We are all told, look up for UFOs. What if that's just a distraction?
Because how far have you ever dug?
Because haven't you seen the videos of the aliens that go just into the ocean?
Oh, my God.
And we know less about the ocean than we do about the surface of the moon.
Okay, true.
We can't even explore the moon or explore the deepest ocean. Ooh, and we could only drill 8,000 or 8 miles into the core of the earth, and it's 4,000 miles, you know, large. And this was actually, I mean, this is a theory that was proposed in like the 16th century by an astronomer who was a mathematician and a scientist.
How do you get in the hole? Because I'm thinking if the hole is like a big hole.
Helicopter.
All I heard is that Godzilla may or may not be real, and I'm very excited
But the only way to get in the hole is to fly above the North Pole or the South Pole where the openings are, which you're not allowed to do.
Why?
And to go into it. I don't know.
Is that
you're
a fact?
Not allowed.
You're not allowed
to? You're not allowed to go directly over them.
Why? That's weird.
For safety purposes.
Why?
Jared, you're giving away our German secrets. We are not allowed to talk about these things.
But I mean, you
show me the whole.
But you have to. It all unravels into again. You know, can we believe what NASA's telling us?
Interesting.
Is the information real? And why was NASA even started? You know, and evidently the reason that Admiral Byrd talked to these people and they told him all this stuff is because in the 50s is the first time we set off like a nuclear bomb.
Uh-huh.
And that alerted the people inside and like, oh shit, these people are getting pretty advanced. They're going to blow themselves up. So evidently, yeah, there's a whole world inside of the earth. It's hollow. You know? And evidently, that's like the hell underneath us. You know? It's the other side.
So Godzilla versus Kong just gave away all the secrets.
They do say that they try to, like, release information in movies and make us think that it's far-fetched from reality, yeah. So we don't know what the reality of things is.
Whoa.
So, yeah, so the theory is Godzilla tried to tell us.
So if this proves to be true, then the Earth isn't flat.
The Earth?
No.
Or is it like a sandwich?
No. They actually, the government, put out the flat Earth as a distractor so we wouldn't even think about the truth of the hollow Earth.
Shut up.
We need another
one. Piecing
it
together. Yeah. So they were like, oh, no, you're stupid. That sounds ridiculous, all the while thinking, they don't even fucking know it's hollow.
Honestly, that's the truest shit you've ever said.
Yeah,
that is so true. Them putting out that flat Earth thing to like fuck us up.
I'm just saying.
Distractions.
Yeah. What's real?
Honestly, I have no idea.
Well, on that,
what's five times five?
Well, on that note, speaking of things that are too good to be
25.
True. What?
He knew it. Five times five.
Oh, that was very delayed.
Yeah.
But good job.
Thank you.
Well, you might not be good at math, but you know what you are good at?
Ryland's recap.
Lights, camera, action. Ryland's recap is about to happen. Yeah. Ryland's recap.
On today's episode of the Shane Dawson Podcast, hello, as first-time dads, our kids are here. Woo!
Yeah.
I didn't know where I was going with that.
They're geniuses.
They're genius.
Are you okay? Mommy brain. What's happening live in the nursery?
So we're still waiting for the little ones to wake up and eat some more and repeat our normal process. They're being delayed a little. They're sleepy.
Oh. Well, let's wake them up with this recap.
Woo!
Okay, let's go.
Your mom used to get drunk when she was 9.
Oh. In shocking news, my mom was getting wasted at 9 years old. Mom?
What can I say?
Thank God we're fine.
We all have our Stanleys.
Yes.
Do you have your Stanley, Mom?
My family or Stanley?
Same thing, okay?
Same thing. Same thing, baby.
Okay, I have both.
Nice.
Okay, Mom, give us a report live from the nursery.
I should probably go. They're both crying now, or I can go ahead and mute it.
All right, we'll let you go, Vicky, but thank you for your openness and honestness today.
Yes.
And for helping us with our babies.
We'll be in to help you soon. Yeah.
You hear Jet. Okay.
See, that man wants what he wants when he wants it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Jared confirms that Godzilla and King Kong are real.
Yes.
Yes.
Honestly, the most shocking conspiracy theory this show has ever seen. Jared, shocked, not me, but the world. Like, I was captivated by your research.
Yeah.
Leaving poop in the bed is okay, and your significant other should give you a pass.
The room is divided. If your significant other left a shit on the bed, would you call him out or nicely do the laundry?
If your significant other Amber Heard you, then you should
give that ass a pass. Come on.
Yes. Lesbians love us.
Yes.
Hello, lesbians. We love you too. Alarmingly, a lot of lesbians watch our podcast.
Alarming.
Well, I just say it because, like, I never knew. And thank you, Chris, for our Christmas gifts. We are all Funko Pops.
Yes.
Of course.
Oh, the Game of Shame is our new favorite game.
Honestly, the Game of Shame is my new favorite game. And I loved learning about all of you in that way. Like, I would have never known Chris gave one of his friends head
we
in middle school.
Should have never known, but now we know because of the Game of Shame.
And now you all know Shane doesn't love a crunch wrap.
Yeah.
My mom's been drunk at 9.
Heartbreaking.
Rosie, when you met us at Walmart, I had not used the bathroom yet. So don't get any thoughts. I didn't use the bathroom there. My hands
were
clean.
You're scooping through the Hot Wheels after you didn't
just
watch
rah, rah, rah. Yeah.
Wow. Shouldn't we just
make the hunt fun?
All public bathrooms transform to sanitizer?
Yeah, for sure.
But you can't sanitize off poops.
Okay, yeah. You're right. But I'm not pooping in a public bathroom unless it's an emergency.
Only in bed.
I'm taking an air dump.
You should see your side of the bed.
Excuse me?
I'm really concerned about your guys' butts. Why is there so much poop?
I'm just talking about
all over the place.
I'm just talking about sweat.
What do you
on
mean my
sheets?
Side of the bed?
Is there sweat?
You mean my nice side of the bed? Thank you, Buffy.
Well, yeah, Buffy is a game changer. But before, when I first rolled into Shane's life, I was like crunching in sheets and I was like, when's the last time these have been changed? And like everything you could ever imagine that has existed in and from a body existed in those sheets when I met him.
Okay. First of all,
you don't wash sheets, and you wouldn't if you didn't have a woman in your life.
Okay.
Puerto Ricans are fans of ours, and they're wearing the merch at a game.
Yeah.
And they might have an OnlyFans.
Subscribe to their OnlyFans below.
Oh, Bob the Builder is British.
Bob the Builder.
It's very Michael Caine and Batman is what I'm going for.
Have you ever done a British accent?
No.
Do it.
No.
Why?
Because you're going to make fun of me.
Just say, hop in the Rory. I don't know.
Okay. Little Mermaid still has a dick. Or wait.
Yeah, it does. On the Christmas tree ornament, there's penises.
Disney is still trying to teach your kids about sex, putting dicks in your home everywhere across America, thanks to the Hallmark store.
Okay, legal note, that's not the theory.
Yeah. Compliment your boyfriend, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, come on. Yeah.
It's a new year. Compliment your boyfriend, your girlfriend, anyone you're with, and make them feel good. Shane, that blue really brings out your eyes. You look dazzling.
Should we give them like a go-to compliment for their partners if need be?
Yeah, what do you think?
You know, I think a good one to say is, you know, you just look beautiful today. You know, just say that. Just say you look beautiful. See, you look so amazing
but
today.
As an insecure person, I'd be like, what did I look like yesterday? Why just today?
Just say, it just struck me right now. I had to tell you.
Huh. Okay, wrap it up.
All right, you guys, that's it for today's episode of the Shane Dawson Podcast. Make sure you're following all of us on social media, shopping the merch at ShaneDawsonMerch.com. Get your grower and your farmer merch. Maybe you'll run into Jared and Sandy at Walmart shopping for Hot Wheels with the white wheels.
You definitely will.
Happy New Year. You look beautiful, amazing today. Better than yesterday, quite honestly. And we'll see you next time right here on the Shane Dawson Podcast.
Why was his compliment to them better than his compliment?
Right?
Weird. But, you know, like when you're talking to the camera, I'm just thinking about my number one as if it's you. I have a purpose.
He's trying, guys. He's trying. Come on.
He's trying his best.
Yes.
Well, you guys go. Hopefully you enjoyed whatever the hell this was. I had a lot of fun. Thank you guys for doing this. I had fun. I really enjoyed doing the show. I feel like this was a nice break from feeding and pooping and farting. And now I'm excited to get back in there.
Yeah, there's nothing better than being a parent. But I do think it's nice to take a moment for yourself every once in a while. Yeah.
Hollow Earth.
Is that what they do?
Why not? Let's do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Next time. Bye.
I'm scared.
Yeah,
this is going to mean something somewhere.
The hole. Okay, bye.